in a lot of organizations, you are gathering information about citizens, folks that are visiting our country or aliens, veterans, Medicare beneficiaries, Social Security beneficiaries, financial performance of specific agencies and departments. And in most cases, this information is stored in silos across the organization. And really, when we're talking about business intelligence, we're talking about being able to analyze this information in a cohesive manner with one set of definitions. Let me give you an
example. So is this data mining, or is it something beyond? Is data mining a part of business intelligence?
Yeah, I mean, the way that you can look at it is it's a part of business intelligence. There's historical kind of reporting, and it's basically what has happened in the past. So, for example, if I'm a beneficiary agency, how many claims have I processed for a specific group of individuals or for a specific disease? If I am a specific agency and I'm focused on financial performance, if we have a certain amount budgeted for a program, what's the variance between budget to actual? So that's kind of the historical aspect, but there's also a predictive aspect to it that's more the what you consider data mining.
Right.
And that's how we can basically determine how to predict fraud based on past behaviors, or how do we can prevent a specific threat in a certain area based on past behavior or things that have happened that are likely to result in in a threat in the future.
And it sounds like aspects of this could be, I know a couple years ago, DARPA was looking at building this database where they would pull all these different aspects, credit card data and all sorts of stuff, in a way of trying to be predictive. So that's sort of on a grand scale of what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, on a grand scale, in an ideal world, you would actually have one version of the truth. So you'd be able to roll
Wouldn't that be all- nice?
Yeah, exactly. You'd be able to roll up all of this information into one single location, and then basically you would be able to analyze that information, and everyone would be looking at the same definition. I'll give you a perfect example. You call into an airline 1-800 customer service line, or you call into a hotel customer service line, and you have a frustrating experience with that airline, right, because they've canceled your flight and you're trying to, reschedule on another flight. And basically...
Never happens.
Yeah, exactly. And basically, you're on that phone for like 30 minutes and you're frustrated. And at the end of it, they're like, are we done? Have we answered your question? And you, in a frustrated voice, say yes. And they write case closed. And for the call center operations folks, the case is closed and that's a win. It was answered in a period of time that they may have thought was reasonable, and that's a green. Now, that metric, if you're somebody higher up in the organization, an executive, you may look at that and say, wow, this is a lost customer. We didn't keep this person. They're going to go to another airline. Well, in the same sense, if you're in a beneficiary agency and you're working with citizens, you may have somebody call in. It may be a senior that's active in politics, and basically they may have the same experience with that beneficiary agency, and you may see that as a green, a case closed, and the next thing you know, the next call is from their congressman. And basically the objective of business intelligence is to have one set of measures. So when everyone's looking at case closed, they're thinking about the same thing, and it's meeting the higher level objective, in this case, better customer service.
And some agencies probably actually use this data. I know IRS has done really tried to get all of its information, so when you call in, you sort of don't get bounced from person to person to person. Social Security does similar kinds of things, right?
Yeah, the Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, IRS, the Veterans Administration, all of them are focused on the beneficiary experience. We work with with Medicare, Medicaid, and you know, I know that they look to benchmark against some of the best call centers in the commercial sector. And so folks are definitely focused on that. And that's really the essence of it.